Blog Talk Radio. You're tuning to Anointed Sounds Radio, the station giving you the hits and much, much more with your girl, Lana Sanders. And Lisa will be joining us shortly, but today's show, we're going to have a great time. Preacher's Kids doing it big for the kingdom. So make sure you don't go nowhere. You'll be back on the Anointed Thought Show, Anointed Sounds Radio with your girl, Lana Sanders. All right.
Hello, everybody. This is Donald Lawrence, and you're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio.
Listen, Eden is kingdom. An Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came, we were distracted. The tempter came, and we fell. We were deemed to live a life that seemed to go, a life that fooled, a life that rich and plentiful. It is my goal to remind you of this principle.
Where my Eden citizens at? Let me hear you sing.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Yeah, sing it to somebody.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Tell somebody a thing.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Say it again, say it.
Let's get back to Eden.
Okay, tell them how it is, y'all.
Top of the world. Our family's blessed.
Our family's blessed.
Finances blessed.
Our finances blessed.
Our mind is
spirit. Our mind is spirit. But guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for?
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Tell somebody, say.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Oh, you can sing it.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Everybody, sing it.
Let's get back to
now right
Eden,
here.
Live on
come on, y'all.
Top of the world.
Let's open up your mouth. Come on. Eden, where you at? Right here.
Sounds Radio, the station giving you the hits
I thought
and much, much more. I'm telling you, we're doing it big for the King and with the Girl, Elena Sanders.
So
today's show is Preacher Kids doing it big for the Kingdom. What's going on, Lisa?
Hey.
What we have? Our special guest today is going to be none other than Salmon Sonya McGuire. Let's see if Sonya's on the line. Let's check it out. Let's see. Let's see if we got Sonya. Sonya? Do we have Sonya on the line? Hello?
No, somebody's on the line.
Sonya?
Okay. My number's on the. You have a caller?
Okay, I'm not sure who that caller is, but if that's Sonya, we'll cook you back on in a minute. Today's show, we have Preacher's Kids doing it big for the Kingdom, and we have special psalmist today, international psalmist, Sonya McGuire, who is also a preacher's daughter, who learned to sing, act, and appreciate music at a very early age, with music playing such as dominant roles in the home. Sonya had no choice but to follow in the unofficial family business. Now, I know about that unofficial family business. At least I can tell you because with my father being a music director, pastor, and everything, I had to learn how to play some instrument. He knew how to play every instrument. And I had to at least play something. I don't care if it was a drum, tapping my feet, or I don't know. I had to learn something, how to play an instrument. So I do know about that. Let me see if we have Sonya on the line today. Sonya?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm so glad to be here with you guys.
We're glad to have you. Welcome to Anointed Sounds Radio, Anointed Thought Show. And today's show, as we said earlier, is Preachers Doing It, Preachers Kids Doing It Big for the Kingdom. And we were just telling the listening audience about your career. So tell the audience, who is Sonya McGuire? What is she all about?
Well, you know, I'm a preacher's kid, you know, born and raised in the Grand Ole Church of God in Christ. You know, God blessed me. I started out actually on the drums and got from behind the drum pushed to behind the mic. So God has really just blessed me, you know, growing up in the church and hearing the pioneers that definitely paved the way, you know, for the other young artists like us to actually, you know, sing and bring forth the word of God through the ministry of song.
Hey, how long were you on the drums?
I'm sorry?
How long were you on the drums?
Oh, wow. Years. I was known years, but I say years, at least 12, 13 years on the drums.
Wow.
Now,
so you got some skills.
With the vocals that we know you have, Sonya, were you singing and playing on the drums?
Oh, wow.
You know what? Actually, my father, you know, sometimes when the praise and worship leader was not in church, I had to play the drums and have the mic to my mouth singing at the same time. It was a challenge to stay on beat, but God bless.
I know the feeling from one preacher's child to another. I know the feeling being a music director, the choir.
Wearing several hats.
I know the feeling. Now, one of the things I was reading about you, Sonya, and I think the first time Lisa and I saw you was at a youth conference.
Yeah,
and
okay.
And we were like, we have to get this girl on our show. And we saw you on 57. We've been on 57 many times, and we saw you there. And we was like, this girl has a powerful gift. And not only that, your music is not traditional gospel.
Right.
How would you characterize your music in the Christian industry?
Honestly, I would characterize my music as inspirational, and being born and raised in the church, I think there have been so many labels that we use, but I want it to be a vessel that God used, not just to reach the ones that are inside of the church, but to reach everybody.
Right.
You know, something that everybody can relate to, whether you're young or whether you're old, just to be able to minister to so many.
Oh, really?
Amen. Now, Sonya, I was reading on your bio that you're going to be traveling somewhere soon.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'll be actually going overseas April 25th through May the 5th, doing a tour over there.
Now, how different is the audience versus here in America? Because I hear a lot of artists on our show who always go overseas. So how do they react to your music versus those here in America?
Where is she going?
I'll be arriving in Milan, and we'll go from Milan to Sicily, from Sicily to Udine, and then to Paris.
Okay.
Okay.
And then back. But the, actually, the response to music over there is much different. I think there's a greater appreciation for music. And what one thing that really boggles my mind is that no matter whether they understand the words to the songs that you're singing, the anointing of God and the presence of God transcends any language barrier. And that just blessed me, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm just honored and excited to definitely be with you all on Anointed Sounds tonight.
Thank you.
All
we're
right.
Honored. See, we're going to get a little bit into your music, and listening to your music, we were just truly, truly blessed. And one of the songs we want to play today, we want to start off with the song Blessed. And just kind of tell us, what was your inspiration or your aspiration from, do you write your own music as well?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
So what was the aspiration from writing the song Blessed? What was the feeling or what put you in that mode? Because I know when writing music that we usually have gone through some things or we're just in a certain place or a certain time that made us want to write those lyrics. So can you tell us a little bit about Blessed and introduce the audience to that song?
Believe it or not, I actually wrote Blessed on 9/11, did not know what was going on. God woke me up about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I had actually just been thinking about just different scenarios that I had experienced in my life and how so many times we choose to complain instead of see God in everything and do as the Bible says and everything, give thanks. You know, it's difficult oftentimes, you know, when you're going through something and it's hurtful to you, to say, Lord, I thank you. And to see that even though I may complain that I don't have the money that I want or that I don't have the car or that my life may not be how I want it to be, but there are so many people that don't have a home to lay their head in. There's so many people that are eating out of trash cans. And it just really did a really quick check on me. And it's like, Lord, you know, oftentimes we just complain so much and we complain about what we don't have and we're always sticking our hand out and not realizing that we have the activities of our limbs, we have our right mind, we have things may not be the way that I want them to be in my life, but I still have to acknowledge that I'm blessed because things can be so much worse than what they are.
That's the truth.
And I really, I mean, it, 4 o'clock in the morning, he woke me up, and normally when I write the chorus and then actually write the lead, but when I tell you God gave me that song all the way through, melody, everything, I got up and I recorded it, and I did not know what was happening on 9/11, but when God gave it to me, I was like, Lord, I thank you. Because there are so many things that we experience, and even with the Twin Towers going down, not realizing so many people lost their families and their loved ones, that they may not ever get the chance to see again, just to even more of a reality check that we are blessed.
That's
it could have been us.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. Now, that's an awesome introduction. I can't do nothing else but play the song. So, ladies and gentlemen, Sonya McGuire, Blessed. Don't go anywhere. Right here on Anointed Sounds Radio.
to the Anointed Sounds Radio Anointed Thoughts Show with Elena Sanders and Lisa Williams. You just listened to Blessed by Sonia McGuire. Sonia, that is one of my favorite songs on that CD. That is a beautiful song.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much.
Yes. You know, I was working in Gainesville, and in the mornings, you know, it's a 35-minute ride, and I would wear your CD out. And that's one of the songs that helped me start my day. It was so beautiful. And I just love
wow.
those runs.
Oh, my
God.
Those
runs
to
God are
beautiful.
God
be the glory.
No,
to God be the
song,
glory.
Yeah. I'm very into music, and I listen to artists in deep with detail. And your voice control is
yes.
just awesome. I mean, even
oh,
every run is just so precise.
It's clarity. There's clarity.
Have you had any vocal training, or is that just the full anointing?
No, ma'am.
Wow.
No, ma'am. That is
no,
beautiful.
Ma'am. It's
done. Ladies and gentlemen
it's
that are listening, done. Y'all see the when anointing comes upon you. You don't even
right.
have to go
oh,
to
yes.
training. I mean, it's,
oh
I
yeah,
mean,
but believe it or not, growing up, they told me don't sing. They told me you can't sing, you ain't ready yet.
Oh wow!
So I said all right, because my family is a musical family, and my
okay.
brothers and sisters sing, and I used to listen to them, and I used to try. They said, no, you're not ready yet.
Well, you ready
but
now?
But the God be
the
glory for the great thing
you're
doing.
You're definitely ready now. So. You reside in Atlanta, Georgia, is that correct, Sonia?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I reside in Atlanta, Georgia.
So what do you actually do besides writing your music? Is there something else that Sonia does? Do you have a ministry that you go out, outreach that you do with your vocals or your ministry?
Yes, ma'am. We actually go out and we feed the homeless. We go down to Wilkes Park in
oh, that's
Atlanta.
Awesome.
And we feed the hungry, and we'll sit out there. We don't just feed them and leave. They've told us so many times that people just come and drop off food and leave and never really sit down and talk with them and minister to them. So
right.
we go out there, we sing, and after we sing, we fellowship, we pray. You know, we find out
now,
what their needs are. We try to assist them. Me and the ones that sing with me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, my friend. Sonia McGuire friend. It's six background vocalists, and it's a four-piece band.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
So y'all all go out there and minister. Wow, that's awesome. And that's one of the things that I admire about your ministry, and I'm not saying this just because you're on the phone, is that you have a lot of artists who come into the industry, especially the Christian industry, and they're doing it just to make a record or just to, you know, to be noticed. I mean, we do have it out there. Say, tell the truth, shame the devil.
Mm-hmm.
But you have
oh,
those
yeah.
that are really into the love, they love God, and they really want to help save souls. And just by hearing your music, and you can feel the anointing on it. And not only that, your music is going to reach the masses. It's not trying to reach those. I always say this, and you probably heard me say this many a times, reaching those who sit in the pews for 20 years. That's not what the ministry is all about. They should know what
Amen.
To do. But your music is actually going to reach those who really don't know what God is all about.
That's right.
To God be
the
glory.
Is that what you actually wanted your music to do, or was that the aspiration from why it sounds so, I would say, more jazz and more of the urban type of music?
Well, you know what? Because of, again, different experiences that I've been through in my life, realizing that it was, you know, no goodness of my own. I mean, the songs that God gave me were birthed out of something. An experience
right.
or a trial or situation, circumstances that I had experienced at different points in times in my life. And I had to come to the realization that, you know, the Bible says for the gifts of God, for the building of the kingdom of God. And if he has
right.
given me a gift to write and to sing, then not only is it my responsibility to give it back to him, but to minister to those that are in need that may not ever walk within the four walls of a church, but
Amen.
Just need to be ministered to. And I tell people oftentimes I've been places where there was a gentleman that was going to actually commit suicide. He had had his suicide note, and he had the gun in his pocket sitting in the back of the church. And I tell people oftentimes we have to not so much think about ourselves, because we really can't afford to have a bad day, because we don't know
That's
who's
right.
depending on the ministry that God has placed in us
wow.
to minister
yeah.
to them.
Amen.
And this gentleman just so happened not to go to the Sunday morning service. He said he didn't want to
Hello?
And commit suicide, having his sister upset with him because he had promised her he would go to church. Well, he decided to come to a concert. And God just blessed me to be able to be singing at that concert. And it wasn't about Sonya. It wasn't about what, you know, any day I could ever think I was. Because on my worst, on my best day, I'm still not good enough for the grace and the mercy that God has bestowed upon me. And I try to be emptied out because I want God to fill me up with his anointing. And not just to sing, but to sing with conviction. To sing with the anointing that brings forth change. And if I had that day been thinking about Sonya, what I may have been going through, I would have missed the opportunity to minister to that young man that would have never stepped inside of a church that would have ended his life without hearing the ministry of the word of God through song.
Right.
So I tell people, me, it's imperative that, you know, when I sing, I say, Lord, you know, whatever it is that is in me that is not right, fix me, because when I sing, I want to sing to the glory and the honor of you.
Amen. That is a really selfless approach, and you're so humble in what you're saying. And, I mean, even just speaking, I hear the anointing. I feel the anointing. And I just want to ask you, do you think as a preacher's child that that has allowed you to have that humble attitude?
Definitely, definitely. The first thing I learned is being a preacher's kid is being a servant.
Right.
You know, oftentimes making sure, you know, literally seeing the needs of others. That's what I watched my father and my mother do, being brought up in the church. It was literally serving. And oftentimes people don't really see behind the scenes of what goes on, but the families of the preacher and his wife go through so much because they give so much by giving their family and sharing their family with everybody else.
That's right.
So it was literally... It was literally one being selfless in the sense of, okay, I can't, you know, necessarily be as demanding as, you know, normally you probably would see a child. But just from watching my parents be so giving and being servants and really ministering to the needs of the people, you know, I said, Lord, you know, I want to be like that.
Yes. Wow. Do you have siblings?
Yes. It's actually 14 of us total.
Oh, wow.
I'm number 13.
Amen. That's amazing. Well, all right. that stunned me.
That's a blessing.
Are you in the middle?
I'm number 13. I'm next to the baby.
Next to the baby. Okay. Wow. That is something else.
Yeah, my mom waited 8 years and then had another daughter.
And that was
she messed me up.
Okay.
Oh
my God.
It's kind of like my sister and I, we're 10 years apart. And it was like, and I'm the baby of the family, and she waited a whole another 10 years to have another child. I'm like, why did you? I'm glad I'm here. Thank you, Mom and Dad. I'm glad I'm here. But it's like, you started all over from the beginning. But that is truly interesting. That's wonderful.
So, Sonya, what is your point of view when you hear people, there's like a stigma on preacher's kids, and I wanted to get your point of view, and Elena, you could add in also, what is that all about when you see these preacher's kids rebelling? What do you think that's attributed to?
Well, I think, again, it's because they have to sacrifice so much. People never see what go on behind the doors. Normally, you know, with a normal family, you go to church and you go home. Well, the pastor and his wife, you know, church will be over, but the saints are still on call because they have needs. It doesn't matter what time of night it is. And as a child growing up, you know, some have an adverse reaction and some don't. Some people go through those experiences and they're torn up. Some people go through that same experience and they're stronger. You know, but I think with preacher's kids, because they have to give so much of their mother and their father and their life, period. They're, not only are the pastors being looked at as examples, but the children are too.
Right.
And I think they're under just as much scrutiny as the pastor is. So I think when you look at the kids and the sacrifices that they make, even with just sharing their parents and not really being able to say, well, I don't want to, you know, want you to stay after church tonight to counsel sister and brother so-and-so. I want you to come home. I want to spend time with my daddy. I want to spend time with my mom. Or I want to, you know, they give so much. And I think a lot of times, you know, being a preacher's kid, we go to church Monday through Sunday. and it's like, once, you know, kids, I remember at one point in time, even myself, oh, I can't wait till I get older. I can't wait till I get older because I'm not going to church Monday through Sunday. I'm going to go to church when I, you know, I was really, you know, at one point I really was thinking rebelliously, but not realizing how the church would mature me and grow me and be
That's
such
right.
an awesome blessing to my life, just going there and gaining
right.
strength. You know, but oftentimes, like I said, preacher's kids, they gain so much because they, you know, they give so much. They give literally,
right.
it's almost like they're giving up their mother and their father. You know, I remember
right.
times I used to see my daddy, and I knew what he was doing, and I knew that it was never him neglecting me, but there were times where I felt like I just want my daddy to myself. I want my mama
right.
to myself.
Right.
I don't want to have to share. And I think preacher's kids get a bad rap because of the experiences that they've gone through that people may never see openly that they deal with behind closed doors.
Right, absolutely. Elena, what's your perspective on it?
Sorry, has really answered the question, but just to piggyback off on her and give a little bit of examples, the denomination that I grew up in, which was AME, and those who are familiar with the AME church, you know, you're appointed to a church. So
mm-hmm.
you can live in Louisiana and your church will be in Mississippi.
Okay,
or in Georgia. So you are appointed. So there were times where we got up 5 o'clock in the morning to make sure we were there on time for church for 11. So
yeah.
And I completely agree with you. You give so much, and as a minister's child, you know, who wants to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning on the weekend when you just had school 5 days a week?
Right.
Nobody really wants to do that. And so, and know your father is into the ministry, and that's what he was called to do, and he's going out and visit other people and so forth, and you're like, okay, I want my family time, and especially if you start in a church that's from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
They're
oh, yeah.
putting a lot into it. So I completely agree with everything that Sonya is saying, so definitely that. But
even in the church that my father, you know, started from ground up, we've had people that have resided with us.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's been so much that, you know, as preacher's kids, we share, and we literally have to sacrifice.
Amen. I think that builds a lot of character in you, though. I mean,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Just hearing you all talk, and you know, I think it also, especially Sonya, with having that many siblings, having a large family, you learn selflessness. You
oh,
learn
yeah.
humility. Wow. Okay, Elena, I think you were going to play another song.
Yes, I definitely want to get into Sonya's next song. And I'm going to give,
we're
not going to give them too much, Sonya, because we want them to go out and purchase the CD. Amen. We want them to support
Amen.
The kingdom. So we're going to play Sonya's next song, which is called Harmony. Now tell us a little bit about Harmony, Sonya.
Well, you know, Harmony, I was actually sitting down, and, you know, I went through a time where I felt like I hadn't written anything, and I was going through a dry spell. And I was really trying to write a hymnal.
Okay.
And God was like, no, not so. And I kept trying, and I kept trying, and I kept hearing this melody in my head,
oh, wow.
A little bit of love,
hymnal?
A little bit of peace, you know, all of you, all of me. And it just goes back to the selflessness, you know, literally what
right.
it takes for us to live how God intended us to live and not be at odds with one another, you know, not fuss and fight and not struggle over power, but actually, you know, live to the fullest potential that God has called us to. So
Amen.
Harmony, you know, it takes all of us to just be willing to give love.
Amen. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is Harmony, Sonya McGuire.
So many things going on. It just seems like the world just isn't a safe place. What do our children have to look forward to? The future?
can't we live in harmony?
Yo, this is Marvin Sapp. Stay tuned. Keep listening. Stay locked to Anointed Sounds Radio.
All right. Welcome back to Anointed Sounds Show, the Anointed Thoughts Show on Anointed Sounds Radio. You've just listened to Harmony by Sonia McGuire. That was so upbeat and bouncy. I love that.
Bless you.
All right, so Harmony, you know, when I'm listening to the words, I was thinking about the war. I'm thinking even in a personal level, just in within the church, you know, just different disputes we have, and it's like, you know, pardon the cliche, why can't we all just get along? You know?
Right.
And that's what ran through my mind. When you wrote that song, were you thinking anything about what's been going on in the world as far as
the
war and everything like that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Wow.
I mean, seeing how the war, you know, to me, to Sonia, seems senseless.
Mm-hmm.
The killing,
mm-hmm.
seeing how
right.
drugs had gotten so bad that it had infested our community, senseless
yeah.
dying of children, just wasn't nowhere, you know, had anything to do with what was going on, but just got shot
mm-hmm.
during the drive-by, or, you know, kids
wow.
just playing and trying to enjoy themselves in their youth, you know, getting
right.
caught up in the things that we deal
right.
with, even with the economy being how it is. People are losing
yeah.
their homes left and right. It is just so
mm-hmm.
much going on, but the reality of it is if we all just literally gave just a little bit of love to one another. There
That's
are so
right.
many that have
right.
that could actually stop, you know, a lot of families now from losing their home. If some of the
right.
folks that made as much money as they make would just give a portion.
Right.
A
exactly.
lot of these people wouldn't lose their homes, you know. Just looking
yeah,
at even the communities.
Yeah.
And just
Go
really
ahead.
Just being selfless and giving and
exactly.
helping.
That's right.
But so many people are afraid,
say, you know.
You know, they're so afraid to loose their hands, to let go what they've been blessed with. They'll never
exactly.
go beyond where they are.
Well, we all know what happens when you hold on to it.
Oh, yeah.
That's about all you're going to have. And, you know, the Bible talks about the end of days and says people will be lovers of themselves. And I think we are seeing those times. We are definitely seeing those times. People refuse, like you say, to open their hand to even say, let me pray for you, if nothing else.
Oh, yeah.
People
and, you know,
here, self-centered.
Yeah, just looking, like I was telling someone the other day, they was like, I don't understand why you stop. These, you know, the homeless people, even here in Atlanta, a lot of them will say, well, can I have money? And I'll say, well, no, I can't give you money, but I'll buy you whatever it is that you want to eat. I'll buy it
right.
for you and I'll bring it back. But I feel like it just takes a small bit of us to just say, okay, let me be helpful to someone else, because you never know how
right.
impactful you may be on that one person's life.
Exactly. Exactly.
But
and,
just
you know,
requiring
I
us to give.
That's the truth. That's the truth. And I think working with homeless people really puts you in a place of humility. I've been working with homeless people. Every 2 weeks we'd go out and minister to them and give them food and talk to them. And a lot of them really appreciate and look forward to seeing us come out. And then, of course, you have the few stragglers who just show up to get something, and they don't really want you to pray with them. They don't want to talk. But, you know, one thing we do, we pray for them anyway. Even if they don't want to join in the prayer, we pray over them. And we, you know, try to take care of them any way we can. But we've gone out in the cold. I've given them my gloves. And I think, you know, just like you were saying, if everyone took that approach, I could do something, even if it's just to talk to them, because a lot of them don't have anyone to talk to. Yeah, you know, and then offer them to get off the streets, because there are places out there, but a lot of them don't have the means to get there, or they just need a little encouragement to know that there is help beyond this point right here.
That's it.
So that's
you never know who you're going
to
come in contact with, who you're going to change their life.
Right. Well,
just
Sonia,
that one act
really
of kindness.
I really appreciate you. Exactly, exactly.
I'm glad. Okay. I'm glad that you all, you know, blessed me with this opportunity to share with you all tonight. I do.
Yes.
I'm thankful.
It's been wonderful talking to you.
Now,
Sonia,
where can they get the CD? That's the main important thing. Where can they purchase this CD, and is it out or has it been released? Give us some information about that.
They actually can visit me at SoniaMaguire.com. They can place an order there. They also can visit me at...
Sonia.
Yes, ma'am.
She was asking
S-O-N-Y-A.
You to spell it out.
Okay, SoniaMaguire.com.
Okay.
And you also can place an order by phone at 678-778-4287.
Give it to them again, Sonia, so they can make. You're gonna make sure they got it.
All right, that's area code 678-778-4287.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's where you heard it. I do have to mention this information because if I don't, they will kill me. No, literally, they won't. But just wanted to mention the Fellas Group Foundation Incorporated this Saturday, March 21st, 2009, is having a 5K run and walk to benefit the ADA and its affiliates. So those who are interested in that, make sure you contact the Fellas, the DEFELLAS Group Foundation, this Saturday, March 21st. In Atlanta, Georgia, having their 5K walk, benefiting the ADA. And we want to end on, what was the special song you wanted to know?
I am here. That's my song. I've got to hear it.
Tell us about I Am Here before we go, Sonia.
Well, you know, I Am Here basically deals with the process of what a person goes through
mm-hmm.
before giving their life to God, or that person, the process they go through when they're experiencing difficulties in their life. You know, oftentimes, you know, we try to carry so much that God never intended for us to carry.
That's right.
And instead of casting our cares on Him and allowing Him to be God over every situation in our lives, our home, our jobs, our families, whatever it is, just allowing Him to be God, you know, He's there. He's there to forgive
That's
us.
Right.
He's there to love us. He's there to keep us. He's there to be all that we could ever need, want, or desire. He's our everything.
Wow.
And the song simply says that I am here. You know, cast all your cares on him. You know, he's there. He'll never leave you.
Wow.
Even when friends turn their back, even when people seem like you can't depend on them, God is the only one that will never leave you or forsake you.
Mm-hmm. That's the right. Oh, my God.
And ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank you for tuning to the Anointed Thought Show on Anointed Sounds Radio. Stay tuned, stay locked 24/7, www.anointedsounds.com. And here's Sonya McGuire, I Am Here.
Needing you.
Thank you for tuning in to Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more right here on 24 hours a day, streaming in 82 countries. Sonya.
Yes.
Awesome.
That was beautiful.
Oh, my God.
That caught me off guard because it's different from the one on the CD that I have, and it's just as beautiful, even more
oh
so.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
Well, my prayer is that it ministers to people at their point of need.
Amen.
Yes. That's my prayer.
Sonya, again, we want to thank you so much for being on the show today. We enjoy the talk. It went by pretty fast to say almost an hour. Wow.
Right. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, we had some good conversation. Make sure you go out and buy Sonya's CD, Support the Kingdom, support artists, and you're independent. Is that correct, Sonya? Are you independent?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Definitely support independent artists. Here on Anointed Sounds Radio, we always support our independent artists because, you know, we don't have the backing as the labels and so forth, but we're doing things for the kingdom. We're spending our own money, and we're trying to do a lot to get out there. So make sure you support Sonya McGuire. You can purchase her CD by calling, ordering at 678-778. Is that 4287? Did I get that correct?
Yes, ma'am, 4287.
678-778-4287, or go to her website, SonyaMcGuire.com. Make sure you do that. Again, Sonya, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you again for having me.
And we just wish, we just pour out, hope that a whole lot of blessings pour out with your CD and your career, your ministry, and that God blesses it and elevate it to the highest escalation.
Amen,
there's such a
amen.
Thing. We're elevated all the way up there, and we just hope that your gift makes room for you. And Anointed Sounds, we are going to definitely pub Sonya McGuire CD, and we recommend it. And anything that we do, if you need us for anything, let us know if you have something going on here in Atlanta, Georgia, because we're housed in Atlanta, and we'll be out to support. Again, thank
Amen.
You, Sonya. Lisa, is there anything I don't
God
want to take over?
God
bless
you.
No, thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Amen.
Oh, it's just an honor and a privilege to be with you all tonight.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you for having
Again,
me.
Listening audience, tune into Anointed Sounds Radio 24/7, and we are out.
Bye.
First, believing all the gospel, but of my life, to testify a different way than some of y'all may be used to. See, this time last week I was faced with a crisis. When my wrong turned to right and my right turned to wrong, I didn't know where to turn, so I threw my hands and stole along.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No matter how I feel, my answer still will be
yes.
I'll lift my hands and say
yes. Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's been so good to me. Believe I can say yes. Like a bird,
feet.
Listen.
Get right, church, and let's go home.
Forget what you used to, forget what you heard, the word.
a light, a lamp under the feet I walk with. The more I eat, the more I hate the mouth that you talk with. Holiness before me, pull me back when I get near it. I'll punch you in the face if you were in the spirit.
But the enemy comes on me to kill you and to destroy you. Doesn't matter your race, your man, woman, girl, and boy. Oh, he don't care nothing about you. He's trying to take you out. It feels good, but you're dying, man. He's nasty and he's mean. Come on, the winning team. Don't play with him no more. You see, I had to let him go. Cause I hate you. You a lie and the truth ain't in me. I trying to kill my parents, my brother, my sister.
You want to kill me, but it ain't gonna be easy.
Yes, God can mold me. Yes, I'm saved and my body's holy. Yes, I was gifted, but Christ unfold me. Don't believe the lie, y'all, the devil's phony.
He's just mad cause he can't hold me no more. Gotta open doors, he can't close. Trying to take me out, yeah, he can't close. I got a word now, y'all, and I'm so low.
Like no weapons from the computer, you can never prosper.
Never seen the righteous.
I'm tired of this mess. Sick of this thing that we are called flesh. Holy Ghost running up at it. You what to do when I'm a sprinkle. All I have is only you. Yes, you
trying to make me do wrong when I'm right.
Trying to speak up to my new life.
You wanted to steal me.
I'm a man in all the
care. I refuse to follow you in fair.
Grandmama and you.
I
you say that I just can't stand.
I you so I wrote this song.
I hate you, wanna fight you. Can't tell you how much I don't like you. A deceiver and a liar. You get on my last nerve, I despise you. You stupid and simple, trying to defile me. I'm a temple, now I'm fed up.